is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Alex, I'm just putting that last dab of bliss on. Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? Here we go. Your dial is set correctly to USAPrepares.com. We're broadcasting live high atop the Missouri Ozark Mountains, Studio A. And your classroom reaches 50 states and worldwide on the Internet. And there's a smartphone app. If you'd like it, you can download it at gcnlive.com. It's a link to all of our instructors and your instructors on the website, usapreparers.com. So if you need to contact them, just click on usapreparers.com. Converging threats are confronted daily by our instructors. I'm Vincent Fennelli. Alex is at the controls in Minnesota. This morning, we're going to be discussing banking from the inside. This afternoon at 3 o'clock, I'll be on the hot seat. Our KWTO producer, Gary Williams, will be interviewing me. And I expect he'll be asking me about my survival plans, who I am, and why I do what I do. That's this afternoon at 3 o'clock. Next week, Frank Underhill. He's the CEO of Underhill Securities. Will be with us. John Moore, he's going to give us an update on climate change. Dr. Norman Shealy, he's going to be taking your calls about health and survival and medicine. And Brady Bartonelli will be with us talking about reducing insurance costs, how the system works. And we're arranging a date with Dr. Richard Allen Miller. He's with SEAL Team 1. He's a physicist and a science advisor to Art Bell. You know him as Mulder, the real Mulder on the X-Files. Today we're going to be talking about banking from the inside with Kevin Robertson, Senior Vice President, First National Bank of Green Forest, Arkansas. First National Bank has 8 locations, and today we're going to talk about cash transactions, transaction reporting. Did you know that banks report information about your transactions to the federal government, cash transactions? We're going to learn about credit card regulations, credit card fees. Class, I've never met a banker like Kevin Robertson. He and I are on the same page, and we think very much alike. He just might be your new banker. Welcome, Kevin Robertson.
Good morning, Vincent. How are you today?
I'm well. Did I say anything that was inaccurate?
Nope.
We're on the same page. Yeah. Kevin, you know, sometimes when we visit our bank and ask for a loan that we may not be able to repay, we may be attempting to ask for tools that might be causing our own demise, our own financial demise. Do you see that?
We do on occasion, Vincent. And early in my career, I would say more so than now, we had the opportunity really to counsel people a little bit better. I kind of think that's sort of what you're asking. And
yeah, that is what I'm asking.
Yeah, and we, you know, we sort of had that opportunity with folks. And as the financial business has evolved and has changed and consolidated, you don't get that as much. Now, you still do some, and that's one of the great rewards for being a small-town banker is that sense that people come in and they seek your advice and they appreciate your input and they often ask, and it's a great delight to be able to help people with those kinds of problems. So on occasion, you do get that opportunity, and I'm always glad to be able to help if I can.
Yeah, I remember hearing stories about people sitting down with their banker and talking about cash flow, you know, their business proposals, and the bankers would advise them and counsel them on exactly how much money they should borrow and not to exceed certain limits and so forth, so that the businesses would have a greater chance of success and not fail and cause financial damage all around them.
And that's still true. We have those conversations more often in the scenario that you just posed, the business conversations, the agricultural situations. We come in and we discuss cash flow. Where you see less of that, I suppose, is in what I would consider consumer debt. You know, there was a time when, and it still happens. I mean, but maybe not as much. But there was a time when a dad, for example, might bring his son in to get that first loan, and my role was, was sort of a give this young man the right start, help him understand the principles that are required, or a young lady, it wouldn't have to just be the son, but help him understand and or her understand the principles that are expected for that good relationship with the bank. We don't quite see that as much as we once did, and I kind of think that a lot of that has to do, I don't want to blame it all on one side or the other. Banks have changed. We certainly aren't as approachable, perhaps, as we once were, but I think a lot of it has to do with the change in attitude on the customer side. I think the view of credit has changed from being a privilege to a right, and that represents a sea change in attitude.
Well, Kevin, that's how you and I met. You heard us on the afternoon broadcast on KWTO, and I put out the call for a banker to teach young people about banking, interests on both sides of the equation, borrowing and savings. And you stepped right up to the plate and we talked, and that's how you and I met. And that's the kind of conversations that I think people need to have. And I did have that same meeting that you described very, very early in the 1960s. My dad took me to the bank. We opened a savings account. I started saving money, and then he went with me at one time when he thought I should borrow money to establish credit. And that lasted maybe a month or so, and I borrowed I forget the amount. It was not a lot of money, but I decided I didn't like the idea of paying interest, and I repaid the loan immediately. So, and I don't borrow money now. Now, if I had to, I probably would, but I try not to spend money that I don't have. So, yeah, that is the kind of banking relationship that I really like, and we want to encourage our class to get that relationship with their bankers. I'd like to talk about credit card bank interchange fees. Can you tell us what that means so that the class will understand?
Sure. It's a complex series of relationships, but to keep it simple and not bore people to death, the interchange fee or the swipe fee is the fee that you pay indirectly or directly every time you do a transaction with a credit card. It passes from the merchant on to Visa or MasterCard or American Express or Discover or whoever the card producer, issuer is. And that's what they make their money from, by facilitating this transaction. And so that is part of every transaction that you engage in whenever you pull out that plastic card. It costs mm-hmm. someone something.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so that was my next question. You know, I use credit cards sometimes, and I pay my statement balance in full every month. And I heard from when I was talking with a credit card banker on the phone, he said, you know, we've got a name for guys like you. And now, you are not a credit card banker. You are a full-service branch bank, right?
Correct. Right.
Okay. And so we're talking about a different kind of bank now, and we're talking about credit card banks, class. Credit card banks are banks that you just don't pull up to the bank and walk in to a credit card bank. We're talking, that's what we're talking about right this moment, the credit card banks. They have a term for guys like me, and they told me that the term was, it's a fond term. They called me a deadbeat. And that's because I don't pay interest.
Well, good for you. And, even though our bank has a relationship and we serve as an issuing bank, as you correctly point out, we aren't what you would term a credit card bank. You can get a credit card through our bank, and we encourage our customers, if they're going to have a credit card, get it through us.
Sure.
And there's a couple of reasons for that. First of all, our interest rates are cheaper. We have a reasonable interest rate, unlike some of the unbelievable interest rates that a lot of the people in this class no doubt pay on any outstanding balance they have on a credit card. They're just exorbitant, and they should be illegal. They should absolutely be illegal. But anyway, it just is that way. And so if you're going to have a credit card, be a deadbeat. pay it off every month if you can at all. And even though I've spoken on your radio program before, and I've advocated, and I continue to advocate getting out of debt, and I advocate being a deadbeat, at least in the terms of how the credit card bankers refer to you. Don't be a deadbeat in the other way, but be a deadbeat when it comes to paying interest. There's nothing wrong with having a credit card. In fact, I have one, but I just have one. And we don't use our credit card in our household much either, Vince. We just we have to have a credit card for emergencies, and there are certain transactions that you literally cannot do without a credit card. I think you could walk up to an airline counter, a ticket counter, for example, and you could have a sack full of cash, and you couldn't get on a plane. Mm-hmm. And I don't think you could take that same sack full of cash and rent a car. So right. There are certain things you just have to have a credit card for.
Yeah, motel room. Yeah. And it's almost impossible to get reservations at a motel without a credit card and so forth. It's interesting you say some of these interest rates should be illegal. My son, he's a college-aged guy, and he received, he's in college, and he received a special college credit card offer from one of the credit card banks. And I couldn't believe it. You know, it's all free, and it's aimed at fast food restaurants and, you know, what college children do. And the interest rate, it said, on the application range between 19.9 and 23.9%. Now, how is a college student going to survive an interest rate like that?
Well, they aren't. And the simple, frank answer to why that rate's so high is that credit card company could care less about your college-age child surviving or not. I mean, obviously, they want them to repay the debt on the credit card, but their ability to service that debt and what kind of a bind it puts them in financially, I assure you, is the least of their worries. It's outrageous, and I think we should pay more attention to the interest rate that comes on our statement each month when we open that up. And just take a look at that and say, do I really want to pay someone 22% interest? I mean, if they walked in my bank loan to help finance their small business or ask for a loan to buy a load of hay to get them through the drought that we're all experiencing now or any variety of things. And if I charged them 8%, they would lynch me. So the 22% is ridiculous.
Class, I told you you'd like this banker. Kevin Robertson's with us, and we're going to be talking more about cash transactions when we come back. You're not going to believe what you're going to hear. I'm Vin Finelli, USAForFairness.com. Please stay with us.
Hey, meat eaters, the freeze-dried guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dried guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The freeze-dried guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes six number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every meat eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our one-year-plus meat eater's units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the freeze-dried guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw of free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it,
now you can.
Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
The summer specials are on at HHA, Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big at herbalhealer.com. And new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's summer specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Liquid CalMag Vitamin D and Organic Iodine, CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Super 2, Natural Laxative, our exceptional product Tonixin, Memory Power, and Super Male and Femplex, all on sale for summer at herbalhealer.com. Also get 10% off on the Herbal Healer Academy Survival Course. Information that might save your life. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at herbalhealer.com. Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Class, there's a meetup tonight. Ziggy's at the Lamplighter, corner of Sunshine and Glenstone, Springfield, Missouri. And we're going to be talking about great books on preparedness, Valerie Earhart of ABC Books, and we're going to talk about spirulina. Grow it yourself, Chad Thompson. 5:30, Ziggy's tonight, Springfield, Missouri. Of course, it's free. It's always been free. Kevin Robertson's with us, Senior Vice President, First National Bank of Green Forest, Arkansas. Kevin, before we get into cash transactions, I had... And one other question about credit cards. I have avoided signing the back of my credit cards for many, many years. And a lot of times now, when the card is swiped by the cashier or the clerk, they look at the back and it's a real problem for them when it's unsigned. What's the big deal about signing credit cards?
You know, I don't really know, Vince. I'm not that much of an expert on that part of it, but I think that you are you're signing some sort of an agreement there. You're covenanting with that transaction. The thing that's always puzzled me about it is how they know you signed it anyway. It's sort of pointless.
Yeah, and I avoid signing it because my signature is kind of it's strange. It's actually just some people think I'm a doctor when they look at it because it's just kind of a swoop. You know, it's not. It's like one letter, if you will, and, you know, they expect it to be my first, middle, and last name, and it's not. And anyway, my contention is if, you know, they say to me, it's for my own good. Well, if somebody finds it, you know, they won't be able to copy my signature. Well, obviously they can because it's on the back of the credit card if I signed it. So that's why I don't sign my card. But I believe it's exactly what you said, which is signing the agreement. That's the purpose. It's not for my own good.
And I don't think that they pay much attention to it in most cases anyway. I rarely encounter that. Vince, before we get off on anything else, there's one bit of information I think might be valuable for the class in regards to these interchange fees. And it has to do with a lawsuit that's just recently been settled. In fact, they haven't completely agreed to it. It's there's been a memorandum of understanding signed, and it's between Visa, MasterCard, and these big providers, and a whole class of retailers that came together, and I think back in 2005 initiated a lawsuit. And it's about these fees, and Visa and MasterCard have agreed to a $7.25 billion settlement. It's going to be the largest, if it's approved, one of the largest antitrust settlements in the history. And that sounds like a huge amount of money, but it's going to be interesting to see if first of all, if all the retailers agree to the settlement, because Walmart just came out last week and they said, "No, we don't know about this." But if they do, and if that payment is made to the retailers, it's going to be very interesting to see if you or I or any other consumers see any decrease in prices. I would guess not. But they're going to pay $6 billion in cash, and then they're going to pay another $1.2 billion in reduced swipe fees over something like 9 months. Now, here's the thing I wanted to point out. They now allow, as a result of this suit being settled, they now allow, they being Visa, MasterCard, the retailer to pass that swipe fee on to the consumer. In other words, they can add that 3% to the price, but they have to disclose it. Now, here's the important thing for the class to understand. You can ask for a cash discount. That retailer on this purchase, will you give me that 3% if I pay you in cash? And if you don't have to pass that 3% on to Visa, MasterCard, we've all gained on this. And an increasing number of retailers are doing that.
I love it. I love it because it's going to also cause the retailers to be in a tailspin because they're going to say, my cash register won't allow me to do that. I don't know how to take, 3% off this sale.
Some of them are building the price into the product. So it's going to be a challenge for them to do it. But I want to point out one more thing before we move on. $7.25 billion is a vast amount of money. I mean, it's huge.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But get this. As a result of this, those retailers are agreeing never to be able to bring suit against Visa, MasterCard for price fixing again. And
oh,
so
man,
they're paying $7.25 billion. Guess what their total swipe fees were last year? $50 billion.
Yeah, and they can price fix again without being brought to court.
Yep.
Kevin Robertson. I'm Vin Finelli. This is USAPrepares.com. We're talking about banking from the inside, things that you wouldn't learn normally from the mainstream media. We're going to be right back, and we're going to be talking about cash transactions, structuring, the legalities. We'll be right back.
So you think your basement will save your family? Think again. A separate, certified safe room placed in the basement, properly anchored to the floor, offers the best chance of survival and protection. And the best safe room you can buy is at Missouri Storm Shelters. You saw them at USAPrepares.com Expo. Missouri Storm Shelters has the largest selection of certified storm shelters in the world, tested against winds up to 250 miles per hour. That exceeds the EF5 rating. Missouri Storm Shelters meet or exceed FEMA's 320 and 360 recommended standards, and also NSSA and ICC 500 standards. See Missouri Storm Shelters right here in Nixon, Missouri, or online at MissouriStormShelters.com, or call for pricing and details at 417-725-0055, 417-725-0055, Missouri Storm Shelters, because basements won't save your family.
George Washington said, "Government is not reason, it is not eloquence, it is force, like fire. It is a dangerous servant and a fearful master." America's government is no longer the servant of the people and the protector of our liberty, but has become that fearful master. We the people must understand the nature of this government gone awry if we are to be successful in saving our country. America is being deliberately destroyed by a cabal of international gangsters so that she can be forced into subjugation to a one-world government. The God-given, unalienable rights of the Declaration of Independence are in jeopardy. We must not let them be stolen by ambitious and evil men. Utopia Silver Supplements believes it is our God-given right to make our own healthcare decisions however we deem best. If we can help you with your supplement needs and better health, then help us win this health freedom battle. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's UTOPIASilver.com. Or call 888-213-4338. Again, 888-213-4338.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pillow, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pillow. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. Or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
In this unpredictable world, disaster can strike anyone. That's why an essential part of any emergency survival plan must be stove in a can. When power goes out and gas lines are down, the portable, safe, easy-to-use stove in a can cooks food up to 4 hours and boils water in as little as 5 minutes. Stove in a can comes with everything you need. The stove, fuel, even waterproof matches, all in a compact, durable, heavy-duty container. Plus, the all-natural, non-explosive, 100% waterproof fuel source can be stored indefinitely. Say goodbye to the hassle and danger of propane, lighter fluid, or gas. Stock up now and protect your family with Stove in a Can, starting out at $29.99. Special bundle offers now available with a 100% satisfaction guarantee or your money back. Order yours today at stoveinacan.com. That's stoveinacan.com.
My name is Leslie, and I've had depression since I was a child. After being on Prozac for 20 years, I got onto the One World Way, and my need for Prozac was reduced by 50% within a few months. Now, after less than 1 year, I am completely off of Prozac. I learned that mercury is a toxin that causes brain damage and depression. By taking One World Way, I know that I've detoxified my brain of mercury and excess glutamate, and I'm now functioning with this dramatic improvement in my mood.
The power to change your life lies, in part, in the power you have to change your body's chemistry. Through diet and supplementation, you have the power to change your body's chemistry to support dramatic improvements in health and happiness. Nature has been, and always will be, mankind's first and only pharmacy to choose from. Change your chemistry and change your life with One World Way. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit OneWorldWay.com. That's OneWorld, W-H-E-Y.com.
It's going to be sliding.
One of today's hot.
Keep it. God, you're...
Take my...
When you go to
the...
For 2 seconds, sir.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
Banking like you've never heard before. Kevin Robertson's with me. And Kevin, if the class would like to get in touch with you, they can call you at the First National Bank in Green Forest, Arkansas, and that's 800-445-5745.
That's
800-445-5745. One more time, 800-445-5745. Kevin, is there any additional information you'd like to share with us about credit cards before we go into cash?
I think it's important that we talk about the cash situation. I'm sure we could spend an entire hour talking about credit cards, but I just would leave it this way. There's nothing wrong with a credit card. Just don't let them rule your life. And I've seen that happen so many times. It's tragic with these exorbitant rates, especially in the last 3 or 4 years, as people have found themselves in financial straits and they've tried to solve their problems with short-term debt from credit cards. And the next thing you know, they're $20,000, $30,000, $50,000 in debt. And at that point, they are effectively sunk. So if that's a situation you find yourself facing, I urge you to take steps now before it gets out of control.
Kevin, sometimes on this broadcast, we tell stories, and I mention things that happened in my life personally. And I mentioned on the air that I purchased a used backhoe and just recently and over the weekend. And I saved money doing that because I bought it privately. A dealer was not involved, and I saved any potential tax that might be involved from the governments that would tax the purchase. And the purchase was $11,000. So I wrote a check out on Saturday in that amount to the seller, you know, private individual. And he took that check to our bank, and he cashed it. And shortly after that, I got a call from the bank, and I could hear the trembling in our banker's voice, a young lady. And she said that she filled out the cash transaction form, and she did not have the phone number of the seller of this backhoe, and she needed that. And there really was some trembling in her voice. Why do you think that was?
Well, the form that you are referring to is, of course, banks love acronyms, but it's called a CTR, Currency Transaction Report.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a report that the bank was required to file for any kind of deposit or withdrawal, any kind of transfer, any kind of payment, cashing a check on any transaction, any cash transaction, totaling $10,000 or greater. And that form requires certain information be completed. And as you mentioned in your story, the young lady neglected to get the phone number, which is one of the required lines there, completed. And the reason that you sensed, I guess you'd say, some fear in her voice is, first of all, I'm sure, as most banks, we certainly do it here, we train diligently on all of these regulations that the government requires us to operate under, and not the least of which is this currency transaction report. We trained diligently, so I'm certain that she felt like she might be at risk in her job. You know, she hadn't completed that, but probably much greater than that. And this is enhanced and spoken of strongly in the training. The law that creates the currency transaction report goes way back to the 1970s. It's called the Bank Secrecy Act. And this thing, unlike most other laws that banks and regulations that banks have to operate under, not only does it have a large monetary fine to the bank if you violate this, but it literally has a provision where the person at the bank, in this case the teller, that violates it, if they find that there's some wrongdoing involved, it actually carries a prison sentence. So there's some real teeth in this thing.
Kevin, let me make sure I understand this clearly, and the class does. Are we saying that if that teller didn't complete that form properly, or didn't complete that form at all, the bank could be fined and the teller herself could go to jail?
Well, I want to make really clear. You know, if you have a mistake or something like that, no, she was not going to go to jail over that transaction. What I think it would take is if say, for example, somehow there was something illegal in that transaction. Let's say that that guy that you sold, that you bought tobacco from, said, "Look, I just don't want to fill out a CTR. I don't want the government knowing this. I'll give you $200 if you let this slip."
Mm-hmm.
That kind of scenario, she would definitely be at risk for criminal prosecution, and the bank would definitely be at risk for monetary fines as well. But just a simple oversight, I mean, it happens. We have our tellers that it just happens. Those kinds of things aren't she isn't at risk for that. But what they're trying to prevent is they're very serious. The government's very serious about making sure that they have their finger on any cash transaction over $10,000, and they want to make sure that the banks take it seriously as well.
What's the big deal about using cash? I like using cash, and I'll say it on the air publicly. I like the ability to be anonymous. I like the ability to go and buy something without people knowing who I am. And that includes lots of things. I'm talking about if I want to buy something on the Internet. And I buy lots of things on eBay. I don't use my real name. Why should I? You know, why do I want to put it out there? So I use names of actors, you know, famous personalities. I use the name Anthony Soprano, you know, lots of times. I have things shipped to me at my home under the name of Anthony Soprano. And I don't know if the FedEx driver or the UPS driver thinks I'm Anthony Soprano or not, but that's how it comes here. And I even have a credit card in the name of Anthony Soprano. It's my credit card. It's my account. It's just another card on my account. And I like the ability to be anonymous sometimes.
Well, and there's nothing wrong with that. You know, we operated under that system for a couple of centuries without any real problems, or longer than that. And as a result of some of these federal regulations and this oversight that banks have to operate under, there has developed over the course of probably the last couple of decades some sort of suspicion that automatically attaches itself to any cash transaction. And you see that in the customers. They're aware of it. They know that there's some sort of regulation out there that makes cash bad. They don't know why. They don't know what it's all about. They haven't done anything wrong, but they're almost apprehensive. And I'll have people ask me about that. You know, is it okay to get cash? I mean, what's involved if I have this cash? And, you know, people didn't used to worry about that sort of thing for exactly the reason you said. It's if they wanted to pay for something and not leave any trail, there's nothing wrong with that. It's not illegal. No reason you shouldn't. But the government has caused the banks to operate under these regulations. And I want to be quick to point out the banks aren't. We have no choice in this. The banks don't like it. We don't like to have to intrude into people's lives and make people feel like they're in some way doing something wrong just because they want cash. I mean, we don't like doing that. I don't like being the policeman for the government. I just don't think it's right, but that's the way it is.
Well, that's a really good point. And, you know, there are more and more gauntlets, as I call them, more and more traffic stops. And, you know, I can just see it right now, a person, a guy in particular, being stopped, license and registration kind of stops, and him saying, okay, officer, I'm going to reach in my back pocket. Don't shoot me while I reach back there, please. And I'm going to get my wallet so I can provide my driver's license. And then opening his wallet, and there maybe are four $100 bills. And now there's suspicion, like, holy smokes, $400? Where'd you get that? Where'd that money come from? But it's okay to have four pieces of plastic that say Visa, MasterCard, Discover, and American Express that might have credit limits of $10,000 each. That's okay. It's that four $100 bills that's the problem. And you're absolutely right, and I don't like it. So because I don't like it, I use cash. I use cash, and I advocate that all of our class use cash whenever you can, because, and let me ask you this, do you think that if we stop using cash, there'll be no cash to use?
I think that I think that the federal government would like nothing more than to stop having to print cash. I think they'd like nothing more than to be able to monitor every transaction, that every transaction eventually become an electronic transaction. You know, back in the early to mid-90s, in some of the banking publications, we used to read a lot about the coming cashless society.
Right.
That's when debit cards were coming into play, and then once we got online and everybody buys everything online, there was this prediction that we would have a cashless society. Now we're moving in that direction, but at the same time, I think there are a fair number of us, as you pointed out, that just think, wait a minute, there is this sphere of my life that I can protect and keep private, and it's nobody's business, and I'm not doing anything wrong, and I shouldn't be made to feel guilty. I encourage that, and there's another wrinkle to that too, Vince, that even though we like the convenience and we like the ease with paying for a transaction with plastic, there's all sorts of bad people out there that have very sophisticated means of hacking those transactions, stealing our numbers. There's all kinds of ways that security can be breached. Now, I don't want to frighten people. We have a very good system. We have an excellent system. But there are those times when someone steals your credit card, someone breaks into it, your home, or steals your wallet, or some sort of phishing scheme online, and they get your information, and they're able to steal your identity. And so there's another aspect of credit cards and debit cards that sometimes gets forgotten about.
Kevin Robertson's with us. We're talking about cash, credit, and some banking information that you wouldn't ordinarily know. We're going to be right back. And I'm going to tell you a story about silver certificates. We'll be right back.
Hey, meat eaters! The freeze-dried guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dried guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The freeze-dried guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes 6 number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every meat eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our 1 year plus meat eaters units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the freeze dry guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock, save you money, and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Kevin Robertson's with me, Senior Vice President of the First National Bank of Green Forest, Arkansas. Now, there's a meetup tonight. Ziggy's at the Lamplighter. I mentioned that. Great books on preparedness and spirulina. And next week, John Moore, next Friday, the meetup, John Moore, the 24th, he's going to be with us giving us an update on climate change. And, Kevin, I understand that you're going to try to make it to visit us at that meetup. Is that right?
We sure are. Hope to be there.
Yeah. So, class, you may get a chance to meet Kevin Robertson in person, and I'll give you an update and let you know what his schedule's like. But right now, it looks like he's going to try to make that meetup. I wanted to mention something about silver certificates. Our son is a history buff, and he visited a coin dealer in western Missouri, and that was going out of business. And he purchased boxes of coin books, coin holders, those penny books that you, those Lincoln penny books that we used to have when we were children. He bought boxes of those, hundreds of coin holders, and he bought a few thousand $1 silver certificates. So these are green notes that say silver certificate on them. And as he was loading his car, the coin dealer said, shoot, let me find something to put these silver certificates in. So he found an old suitcase, and the coin dealer had an old suitcase there, and he said, let's put them in here. And so they loaded them in the trunk along with all the other things that my son bought. And my son was traveling along 44 heading east, and he decided he wanted to show me and his mom what he bought. Well, there was a gauntlet on 44, and there was an exit sign that said targeted drug enforcement area ahead, and some people left that exit ramp, and some people continued, and some people backed up the entrance ramp, and because it looked like there was lots of lights and a lot of activity going on ahead, and everybody got stopped, every single person. And my son, when it was his turn, he got stopped, and Homeland Security was involved in this, along with lots of police agencies. And they wanted to look in his car, and he said no. My son wouldn't let him look in his car. And here's the point. They did a stare down, and finally my son said, if you're not going to arrest me, I'm leaving. And my son drove off. Well, Kevin, what would be a possible outcome of these agencies opening the trunk and seeing a suitcase full of $1 bills?
Well, of course, I'm not speaking for law enforcement, but common sense tells you they're looking for two things. They're looking for drugs, and they're looking for cash.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
You know, it's a drug enforcement pullover, mm-hmm. and your son rolls in there with a suitcase full of currency, even though it's obsolete silver certificates, there's a really good chance that, Drug Enforcement Agency officer opening that up doesn't know the difference between a silver certificate and a Federal Reserve note. It's just cash.
Yep.
And I'm going to guess your son's life would have become extremely complicated for the next few hours. And that sort of scenario we all want to avoid.
Yeah, absolutely. So he did the right thing. He would not let the authorities look in his car without a warrant. And congratulations to our son. I just think he did the right thing. So, Kevin, let's talk about logging cash transactions. That's something that many of us may not know about.
Well, in conjunction with this CTR that I talked about, this is a really interesting law when you look at it and the evolution of it, because it's been expanded and amended and added on to for approximately 40 years. When it started, it was just simply the Bank Secrecy Act. It was about money laundering. And the CTR came along later, this currency transaction report. That didn't get added until sometime in the 80s. And all of a sudden, all you had to do was just send in this report if there were $10,000. Well, in 1986, there was another law that was passed. It was called the Money Laundering Control Act. And up until that time, the banks had pretty much pushed back and said, look, we're concerned about the right to financial privacy for our customers. Well, after the passage of this act, the Money Laundering Control Act, that financial privacy was no longer an issue because it removed the liability for releasing suspicious information to the law enforcement. So that was an encouragement for the banks to provide that information.
Kevin Robertson, thank you so much. I'm looking forward to having you back again and again. I'm Vin Finelli. This is USAPrepares.com. Class, above all, honesty and integrity. What happens next is up to you. And coming up next, Alex Jones.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics, life's getting better.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy 3 Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.